Hello and welcome to the only podcast where we sing that song Renegade by Styx. Da 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 da. I
And now we've gotten
am.
sued and the podcast is canceled.
It's. Hey, we have to do the right thing. We have to respect Styx for their only good song. That
Sure.
one.
Sure.
It's only good because of the chorus, just like, gosh, almost like every song off of Blink-182's California. Like, only the choruses are good and the rest of the song is just trash.
Okay, let's be fair. Pretty much all of Blink-182 songs, not just that, not just for California, like all of their music is basically really good choruses, pointless the rest of it.
Excuse me, have you ever listened to Damn It?
At some point, probably, I barely remember it.
That's like their best song ever. It's probably it's like their
I
it's
mostly
so good.
remember all the small things.
That's their worst song.
Because it was on the Clock Stopper soundtrack. Don't judge me!
Again, Clockstoppers gets brought up again.
I unironically like that movie, and you can fight me.
Whatever. The main character's a big old piss baby.
How dare you? He's a medium-sized piss baby.
Oh, okay. At least you somewhat agree with me. But yeah, we actually have more of a topic other than vague rambling about a band that I only watched a Todd in the Shadows video about. In which case, also he blocked me on Twitter. This actually, you
Wait,
know what?
what?
Yeah, there's this YouTuber called Todd in the Shadows who does amazing YouTube content where he has one series called One Hit Wonderland where he like talks about one song that, like just never like the band or artist never got a hit again and it's amazing. And he tweeted something recently where he was like, "Man, St. Louis seems like it used to be like a bigger deal." And I was like, "I love it when my one of my favorite creators talks about my city." And I didn't mean it negatively, but I guess he just blocked me. I'm like,
That's honestly peak internet right there.
yeah. I'm like, I want to like support him on Patreon and just be like, "All right, here's my suggestion for One Hit Wonderland. Loved it when you blocked me on Twitter." But yeah, that's what's going on in my life.
Almost as good as an autograph, honestly.
For sure. Gosh. I do have a YouTuber's autograph, and it's actually kind of regrettable now. It's the Cinema Snob.
I'm so sorry.
I know. The guy who reviews porn. He was pretty funny for a while, but I don't know. After that, we weren't on the air when this happened, but the Nostalgia Critic Channel Awesome horrible controversy happened. He kind of didn't leave the network and didn't really respect any of the people who said, "Hey, this person sexually harassed me."
Yeah.
So, I guess I'll just burn his
Also,
DVD.
I mean, in general, fuck Channel Loss.
Yeah.
Some great people came out of there, but all the great people left.
And formed what the fuck was it? Whatever Lindsay Ellis's thing. Chez Awesome. Chezpocalypse, that's what it was.
Oh, okay.
That's
Yeah,
her
like
little label.
I honestly, I hate the Nostalgia Critic so much.
It's so unfortunate because I used to like be stupid and watch his videos, then I realized that anything he says is so surface level and ultimately not funny.
I mean, same. I used to watch him too, like a bunch of years ago, and then I was like, wait a minute, this is bad.
And he's not smart in any way. He is.
No.
There's just nothing valuable about his criticism or even his essays, and I mean that in like the biggest quotes.
Yeah, he's literally CinemaSins.
Yeah. But then he would be like, "CinemaSins is garbage."
He's CinemaSins with shitty skits thrown in.
Yeah. And people who get paid just, they get paid to be in skits with him. Very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Everyone go look up all those really cringy videos that Channel Awesome did where they would cross over with other creators and they'd be like, "Hey," and then somebody like across the country would be like, "Hey, don't do that," and they would have like this horrible horribly disjointed conversation over three cameras. P.S. We already got on a tangent, but I think we need to start off correctly with a moment of silence.
We didn't even introduce ourselves.
Oh, okay. I think I already said my name, but I'm the host, who is actually professional most of the time, Cameron. And this is my co-host, who decides to think of literally anything, Stephanie.
Look, I blame ADHD, so...
We all also, have scapegoats. You're just
or,
gonna...
Or, actually, sorry. Did I say hi, y'all? I meant... What's up, Doc?
Ha-yee.
I don't know why Looney Tunes is on the brain. Leave me alone.
I mean, ADD and Looney Tunes go together like cereal and water.
As in not at all?
As in, like, some people do it, but, like, if, you know, it goes together, people kind of think of you as weird.
Okay, fair enough. People always do think of me as weird, but I am weird, so, you know, yeah. Fuck them.
Just like John Green and his obsession with eating cereal with water.
Wait, what?
Yeah, John Green, the author of The Fault in Our Stars, eats cereal with water.
I never thought I'd say this, but John Green, what the fuck, man?
Truly awful. Despite literally everything else he does, that's amazing, and he's a wholesome adult man.
He's now officially problematic.
Are you saying his four books that obsess over cigarettes because of his mass addiction wasn't problematic before?
I'm saying cereal with water is just too far, man. That's too far.
It's just Toxic by Britney Spears.
That's a great song.
You can how can you say that when there are so many better Blink-182 songs?
That's debatable.
There's like two pretty okay Britney Spears songs, and there's like seven good to great Blink-182 songs.
Yeah, but Britney Spears also has Toxic, which is a great song, and it can be great regardless of Blink-182 songs.
I think that's debatable because I am secretly a boy in 2003 who is 14 and has spiky hair and one of those flame shirts, so I'm pissed at you on
Wait,
the bus.
You're time-traveling teenage Guy Fieri?
Yes. But also, like, the cool kid in elementary school?
I hate to break it to you, but they were never the cool kid.
But they almost ran the fastest.
Almost being the operative word.
Second place gets you a kiss on the cheek.
God. Anyways, we had an actual topic before I just randomly went off on Frankie Muniz for some weird, mean reason.
I mean, we had a moment of silence, and then we decided to disregard it because we felt introductions were important.
Yeah, and then I ended up talking about Frankie Muniz for reasons unexplained.
Okay, but yes, we will continue our moment of silence. Has it been long enough?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm positive.
I know it's a very tough time for you. I wanted to be respectful.
It is a tough time for me. Thank you for understanding.
Okay. We'll give us a few more seconds. Alright, so this is going to be where I shit on Frankie Muniz, but instead of Frankie Muniz, it's... whatever.
That was an incredible segue, Cam. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I will take it from here. So, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
We're very professional.
That's my cousin's name.
So, it's the Wachowskis, the famous directing duo, the Wachowskis, have shut down their production offices as they have no new projects. And Lana specifically has said that she's done all she's wanted, she wants to do, and she's done with filmmaking. And Lily has been on break for a few years, so I don't know what's going on with that. But yeah, the Wachowskis, as a team at least, are done
for now. But again,
for now,
you know, Bob Dylan said he wasn't going to tour anymore, and then he look at him now.
Brett Favre said he was going to retire, as did Hayao Miyazaki, and then they came back after saying they were going to retire like five times.
Yeah. But more importantly, Bob Dylan, because he's like, you know, he won a Nobel Prize, but yeah, all those other people.
Hey, Hayao Miyazaki fucking made the Studio Ghibli films. That deserved a Nobel Prize.
I agree with Hayao Miyazaki. Those other people, whatever.
Honestly, I only know the Brett Favre thing because my family is a big sports fan, so it just seemed relevant to the topic.
Sure.
So I brought it up.
Brett Favre is always relevant if you're Colin Jost in that annoying commercial that smashes the stupid stereotypes of commercials.
I don't know what that is, and I don't want to know what that is.
It's an IZOD commercial.
Yeah, I don't even know what IZOD is off the top of my head.
It's a clothing brand. Oh my goodness.
Oh, okay.
Are you not cultured in the realm of tacky menswear?
I am not, because I don't wear menswear, and I especially don't wear tacky menswear.
Good. Don't go to Macy's ever again.
I don't! Who the fuck still goes to Macy's?
I live in the Midwest. It's kind of still... It's pretty prevalent.
Okay, that's fair. Depressing, but fair.
Mm-hmm. But yes, the Wachowskis... More specifically, Lana?
Yeah.
Are done for the time being, which is unfortunate. I know Sense8 was a highly revered show that people loved as that... I mean, that already got canceled, but, like, you know. They were moving towards a more interesting, progressive side of their filmography rather than doing Cloud Atlas, which was a little racist, and the Matrix movies, and...
Okay, the first Matrix is incredible. Speed Racer is incredible. Jupiter Ascending is a mess, but oh god, is it a glorious mess.
Just like Striptease.
Sure, why not?
Everyone go watch Striptease.
Sure, why not?
I bet you the Wachowskis at least liked it a little bit.
Oh my god.
I don't mean like that.
Oh my god.
In like an ironic detachment kind of way. You pervert. Get your mind out of the gutter.
My favorite thing, this is actually reminded me, their first film, Bound, which was a lesbian thriller, they literally hired on some like academic feminists to consult for the sex scenes.
I mean, you gotta be academically accurate when you're knee deep in that.
That was a very specific choice of words, Cam. I hope you don't regret it.
I stopped myself short of saying anything explicit, but we are explicitly tagged, so.
I mean, yeah, I say fuck.
You just said it. You ruined it.
I know.
Now a 7-year-old
yeah, no,
can't
I'm really
listen
bad.
To our awful podcast.
That's probably for the best.
Okay. Well.
But yeah, I'm pretty sad about the Wachowski thing because like they're doing my favorite filmmakers. They were like the only prominent like major trans directors, and like you know I love their movies and like a lot of most of their I like a lot of their movies. Some of their movies are bad, as I said, but even some of their bad ones I still enjoy. And I'm bummed. I'm really bummed about this. I was like, I literally just did a class project on them like a month ago. And like, and one of the parts of the class project was like, and what are they doing next? Because I had to do a profile on an industry professional. And I was like, we don't know, but hopefully something.
You better not do a report on Martin Scorsese.
Okay, I'm sorry. We need like way more Wachowski films than we do Martin Scorsese films.
Well, I don't know. Just don't do a report on somebody else who's going to start quitting.
Fair. Fair. I'm just sad.
It is very upsetting.
Also, total side note, but I'd also done a class project on A24, and today I was at the pharmacy at Target, and there were like aisles, and they were like labeled A16, A17, da, 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 and I saw A24, and literally my mind was just like, ha, the film company.
And then I'm sure your subconscious like beat the ever-loving, just like beat you to like there was like a blight pulp of nothing.
Oh no, my subconscious shoved that part of me into a locker.
Good. That's, you know, I appreciate that you decided to disclose the very personal location of Target. Now we have the FBI on you, and,
yeah, because, you know, it's not like there's a million Targets.
And you're going to get a DDoS attack, and, you're going to get one of those things where, like, professional streamers, like, cry after SWAT teams, like, lightly tap them on the shoulder.
Okay, but also, stop calling SWAT on... People.
No, definitely, for sure. We do not condone any horrible activities that shitty people do. But I'm just saying, if you pay, like, $100 to, like, have a SWAT team member, like, tap Stephanie on the shoulder and say, hi, can I borrow some sugar? I'd give you $1,000.
Don't encourage this, Cam.
Hey, that was a good one. That's not even, like, that's a nice thing. That's a very neighborly thing for a SWAT member to do.
I don't trust them.
They have rights.
Don't fucking Blue Lives Matter this shit, Cam.
Are you kidding? People in blue are a different race than us, but they still deserve our respect. Just like the Smurfs.
They really hate you.
You know.
Oh my god.
This is exactly why we work well together.
That's debatable.
Well, I mean, just check our history of extreme accuracy.
Much accuracy. All the accuracy, in fact.
Mm-hmm. So, anything else happen? You know, a cousin tell you anything funny?
I haven't talked to my cousin in a while.
The one.
I have one cousin.
Oh, good. You know, I don't know why, but I'm getting poor connection. So they're...
I am too.
Okay. So... If this sounds like garbage, sorry.
We apologize, but honestly, if you came for quality, why are you listening to our podcast? That's on you at that point.
You know, I like that I'm the one that gets to record this, so I'm pretty sure it sounded like quality.
Nice.
Very nice. But yeah, I think Dwayne Rock Johnson is going to be running for president.
I really hope not.
Yeah, well.
I really hope not.
But they might run as a Republican, so that way you can take back that time you said you liked one of his gifts.
Oh my god, that was a smooth segue, Cam.
Mm-hmm.
So there is, like, this short video I saw. I don't know where it's from. And it's just The Rock dressed like Napoleon Dynamite doing the dance sequence from Napoleon Dynamite. And he has, like, the whole, like, awkward-looking face, like, facial expression that Napoleon Dynamite does. And it's really great, and I love it.
Just imagine every time you see that he says, I solemnly swear.
God, no. Can celebrities please stop running for president, please?
Yeah. Thanks, Ronald Reagan, for being a shitty actor.
And a shitty president. And just a shitty human being in general. Why were you born again?
I'm
sorry,
president.
If I had a time machine, I would go back in time and kill baby Ronald Reagan.
That's, you know, there's so many worse people.
I know, but I have a specific like super like yes, they're technically worse people, but Ronald Reagan is like my mortal enemy for some reason.
Man, you would love all those 80s hardcore bands. Or even you maybe you'd love Iron Reagan, another amazing crossover thrash band that's out now.
Oh my God.
Reagan Youth, that's one of the best fucking punk bands ever, and they're like so just like they have like a song that's just like Ronnie, you fucked up over and over.
That's amazing. Also, if we're talking about great, like, weird ass metal bands, the obvious answer is Oakley
Ugh.
Doakley. The Ned Flanders metal band.
The joke band that's not funny.
Look, I have never listened to a single one of their songs. I just find their existence hilarious.
I think that's what they were really banking on. But hey, good for them for all dressing up like Ned Flanders and then writing a bunch of very boring metal songs. You did it.
Yeah, done did
You got the AV club to suck your dick,
You
and
nailed it.
you did all the things that the, you know, your mom's not proud. That's just, you know, we decided to record a day after I interviewed you, and we kind of might. We don't have a whole lot going on. We got the thing with the Wachowskis that's very upsetting. We feel really bad about that, but I don't give a shit about the Dodgers.
I soup the like the baseball team because yeah I don't give a fuck either.
Yeah, that happened recently. That's kind of newsy.
Yeah, but it's not really queer newsy.
Yeah, that's right. What even is queer news? There's nothing gay that's happening. That's good.
Okay, I'm gonna Google right now,
Okay.
live.
Googler Stephanie, Googler Stephanie, which one said it? I'm feeling lucky.
Punk.
If you get that reference, you deserve to stop watching Rooster Teeth for the rest of your life.
That's yeah, everybody deserves to stop watching Rooster Teeth for the rest of their lives.
They need to grow the hell up and watch better content. Also, stop being ironic. You know what? That's actually the next topic. Fuck it.
Okay, this loop.
What?
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Oh, I was just gonna say there was something at the World Series that happened that was queer.
Well,
People drop down a trans people deserve to live banner, like a giant one
I
in the
saw that.
top
That was
band.
rad. It
Yeah,
was,
so that was cool.
yeah. Some group called Trans Latina, I think. So,
Nice.
even more positive representation. But yeah, okay. So, you know, I think I mentioned this in the first episode, but that was a long time ago. But I've been listening to this podcast called Blink-155 where they listen to one Blink-182 song a week, and it's the funniest fucking shit ever. Literally, as I said in the last episode, the funniest episode they ever did was one host by himself listened to All the Small Things and commented on it for like 3 hours. It was amazing. But that same guy is like a hardcore Twitter irony bro. And Stephanie, are you a fan of the Lin-Manuel Miranda?
He does some good stuff.
He does good stuff. Okay. He wrote this book recently called Good Morning, Good Night, because he has this Twitter thing where he says good morning, and he has this like little good morning poem that he does every morning, and it's super cute and nice and positive. And then he wrote a book that has illustrations from Jomny Sun, that other Twitter person who's like, oh, he's positive and maybe a little annoying, I don't know. But yeah, he wrote a book, and like this irony bro like read like the first like 6 pages, and everybody was just like, ugh, vomit, vomit, how dare you, this is so like this is horrendous and cringy and awful. People need to grow the fuck up.
That they
Enjoy
do.
things. Stop just shitting on
Joy
things
thing.
because you, yeah. You know what else this fucking guy did? He had a Twitter thread that was nothing but GIFs of Lin-Manuel Miranda, and it was like all this like ironic like, oh look how fucking like quirky and like bleh. His face is so punchable, and I was like, listen, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
He didn't do anything to you. You're allowed to be ironic, but there's nothing ironic about a guy who just living his truth.
Yeah.
Mr. Canadian. Also, that's did you know it was a Canadian stereotype that, like, instead of saying Z, they say Zed?
I didn't know it was a Canadian. I thought that was, like, an Australian-British stereotype.
It might be. Because I heard it in Canadian Idiot, and I was like, oh, shit. I guess that's a Canadian thing.
Interesting. But well, yeah. They're more closely tied to Europe than we are. That's true.
They got the queen on their money.
Which is still weird as hell.
It is weird, but it's also just kind of like, you know, technically England is like a monarchy, so.
Which is bizarre as well.
Yeah, a monarchy that's technically ruled by God.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's, you know, you gotta be as honest as possible when you're that Prime Minister guy and you're King George and, yeah.
Yeah.
You start doing that thing.
That thing, you know, doing that thing you do.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks reference. That's a movie he did. That thing you do.
You know what's interesting? Tom Hanks. He's a very interesting guy. Not because everybody's like, oh, he's so sweet. But there's a dark side of Tom Hanks. Were you aware?
Oh, that he murders people every night? Yeah.
Sure. That might also be it. But no.
Please don't sue me for libel, Tom Hanks. That was a joke.
Yeah, I think he understands. He voted for Hillary Clinton. He gets it.
But, oh my god.
But when he was interviewed for Cloud Atlas, and they were like, hey, what's your favorite scene in Cloud Atlas? He was like, my favorite scene, and no offense to any journalist, was when he threw a journalist off like a building to his desk.
Oh my god.
he's like laughing while he said it. He's like, oh, I loved it so much.
Oh my god. So Tom Hanks, so good thing, now we know that Tom Hanks is a future fascist dictator.
Of course. And then also, he's been doing this thing on talk shows where, again, since I watch British television and I get British jokes, I watch, like, little clips of the Graham Norton show, which if you're not aware, it's essentially the British version of Jimmy Fallon, but less annoying, it also more annoying, and, like, they drink the whole show, pretty much. And Graham Norton's gay, so he's, like, extra cool points a little bit.
All right.
Yeah, Tom Hanks is on that show, and, like, every actor that goes on, or, like, anybody that goes on the Graham Norton show is like, this is the best talk show to be on. And so, like, anytime Tom Hanks is on any other show, he has this whole thing where he has, like, a red, like, laminated piece of construction paper that he, like, shows the audience and shows the host, and he's like, you broke a rule! Just to be like, I don't want to be part of this interview, but, like, I'm trying to be witty, but not a dick kind of way.
All right, then.
Yeah. America's dad, everyone.
The Jimmy Stewart of this generation of actors.
Yes. Jimmy Stewart. Tell me who Jimmy Stewart is. Besides the guy who was maybe the Nutty Professor, was he the racist, horrible Asian caricature in that one movie?
No, that's, I think that's, I forget who that was.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah, that was not Jimmy Stewart. That was, one second.
Okay. The jig is out, the game is played, you finally found me. The renegade who had it made, retreat for a bounty. I played this song at work. That's the only good part of the song.
That was Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney, that's right. Another one of those actors that's like, yeah, is Jimmy Stewart cool?
Jimmy Stewart, okay. So as an actor, Jimmy Stewart is great. He was in The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. He was in the It's a Wonderful Life, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. He was in a bunch of Hitchcock movies. He fought in World War II. He was, like, the first major actor to, like, be like, yeah, I'm going to volunteer to fight in World War II. You know, the only just war America has ever fought.
Well, what about the French sure. I guess that one. Yeah, okay.
And anyways, so when I had to write a paper on him recently, you know, I was doing research for the paper, I had to, of course, unfortunately come across, he was a strong supporter of Reagan.
But like, okay, again, not to defend Reagan, because again, Reagan was a politician who supported many horrible ideologies and like just things that we are still dealing with to this day, but like, in comparison to what Republicans are now, he is a moderate, normal person.
I disagree. I think he portrayed it in a slightly more affable veneer, and he could also get away with more because it was the 80s. A lot of his stuff is still the same stuff they do now. He was a racist. He was homophobic.
He was all these things. But he, you know, again, this is the whole respectability politics thing. He was enough respectful to pat, like, you know.
See, here's my thing I'm going to say about him. He's exactly like Trump. He just got away with it better.
And is like, more smart.
I'm tired of the whole, oh, Trump is stupid thing, because one, I don't like ascribing, like, certain things to stupidity, and two, he's getting away with it, so clearly he knows what he's actually doing.
But how are we, like, I don't want to, like, again, the stupid thing.
I just don't want to underestimate him.
I'm not trying to underestimate him, but I do understand what you mean. It's, there is something problematic about calling someone stupid, but, like, you saw that he literally couldn't even close his own umbrella. Like, there's something that he is just, like, he's off in his own world. He's, like, blissfully unaware of so many things that, it, like, they're just.
And here's the reason. It's because Trump only thinks about Trump.
And, like, I don't know, all politicians besides him are able to talk about policy in a way that is not, except for, like, the dumb Republicans who ran in, like, 2008, 2012, and, again, more that I am not aware of, but, like, he is just, there is something about him that is unintelligent. There is not, like, a level of, like, I can comprehend the words of policy. Like, he could not pass an American politics class at a, like, high school.
Oh, no, but he's a con man, and when you're a con man who's gotten away with it so long, you're clearly not dumb.
Sure. He's smart in one way, which is fooling the public.
Snake See, that's oil. The thing. I'd say he's not academic. That's how I'd phrase it.
Okay.
He's not academic. He's not someone who could teach a college course on, like, practically anything.
Maybe breathing. Maybe.
But he's good at the one thing he does. He's a fucking grifter, and he's unfortunately good at it.
Yeah.
Anywho, my general point was that I don't think Reagan was actually that much better than any of these people.
He's not that much better, but I'm just saying it's like, there's just a certain level of heinousness and nastiness that it permeates now that is wildly different.
I mean, Reagan literally, when someone asked him about the AIDS crisis, he said, oh, it's killing the gays, and laughed.
Paraphrase, but yes, he did say that, but he didn't say, like, you know, kill the Mexicans, shoot somebody in the street. There, again, you could point to a lot of, I'm not trying to be like, you know, it's just, nobody's clean in that front. He is wildly different than someone like Trump.
I mean, I think wildly is pushing it. I think they're very much cut from the same cloth.
I don't know. Whatever.
Anyways, my general point that I was saying about Jimmy Stewart was just that he, yeah, that's what I partially found out. Although apparently, like, in his aging years, in his later years, post-Reagan and all that, he started, like, voting for Democrats.
Okay. Which is also, I mean, you know, not that I've ever seen Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, but isn't that a whole movie about just, like, sucking off the government, basically?
I thought it was more, I don't remember, I haven't seen it since high school, but I thought I remembered it more as, like, him being this hopeful, optimistic dude, and the government being a bunch of cynical assholes, and him trying to change it.
Okay. It just seemed like, I don't know, I've seen, like, a few clips where he's just like, oh, I saw Washington, and I saw Lincoln's monument, and,
oh, I mean, it definitely has some of that aw shucks type of shit.
Just like, oh, I just love America so much.
Yeah, no, it definitely has that, but I don't know if it was really sucking the government off more than it was sucking America off.
Yeah.
but yeah, no, I don't know. Jimmy Stewart was a really good actor. That's where my opinion on him ends. Like, I don't really want to think about it much more than that.
Yeah. Just like John Travolta.
Oh my god. John Travolta isn't even that great of an actor.
Have you seen every douchey college bro's favorite movie, A Pulp Fiction?
Yes, I have.
He dances with the peace sign. Why didn't he get an Oscar?
My favorite thing about that is that Quentin Tarantino had to convince them to let him cast John Travolta. The studio was like, why the fuck do you want John Travolta?
He's like, it's gonna work, promise. Everyone's like, are you sure?
But yeah, also John Travolta is in the infinitely rewatchable, though not good, movie classic, which is Face Off.
Oh my god.
That movie is incredible, and not in a single good way.
It's just...
The fact that that movie exists at all...
Or there's a sequel to it that came out, like, 20 years later.
There is? What the fuck?
Yeah, there's a movie called, like, Switch Off or something like that. And it's, like...
I hate life.
Yeah, it doesn't have any of the same people in it, but it employs the same face-swapping technology. And it has, like, the same font. It's a whole thing.
Anyways, like, Face Off is legitimately incredible, amazing, and you should watch it, but not because it's in any way remotely good.
Watch
it is
it
not.
Despite the nostalgia critic.
That, too. That's a good reason, too. The other reason is just, honestly, I'm sorry. Even Nicolas Cage's performance in that movie... is so off the walls incredible, it's worth watching it for that alone. Mm-hmm. In a career of bizarre performances, this is like at near, if not at the top.
Have you ever seen the video? I haven't seen it in like a while. I don't even know what movie it's from, where Nicolas Cage just screams at Elijah Wood's face. Like, just screams, like, not even words, just, like, is so just in his face, like, spitting at him.
I don't think I've seen that. That's amazing.
It's, oh my gosh, it was, like, the best video I've ever seen when I was, like, 15.
But yeah, no, like, God, fucking face. How did we get on Face Off? Okay, John Travolta. But how did we get on John Travolta?
Because I
oh,
said he
Jimmy
was,
Stewart. Yeah. I was just gonna say one last thing because I wanted to get in my little dig here because Jimmy Stewart. You know, I said like he voted for Democrats later in life. Not that the Democrats are great. It's just like you know you gotta bandage your wound before you can like you know start walking again. Yeah. So like, please, when it comes down to it, if it's like down to it, please vote for the Democrat. But also. Keep pushing for change. change that moves us past, they just don't suck as bad.
Yeah. Just like at the AJJ.
Anyways, down with capitalism. Just like what?
I'm just going to ignore what you said, but at the AJJ show I went to go see, like, the lead singer, Sean Bonnet, was like, please vote Democrat. Please.
Nice. Remember, like, I have to share a message with our audience. Remember, kids, eat the rich. Hashtag fight capitalism with your boar.
Fight capitalism with your Twitter account.
No, with boar.
Same difference.
Boar is... No. Okay. Anyways, the point is down with capitalism. That was the general point. I just did it in a fun, ridiculous way, and Cam ruined it because that's what Cam does.
That's what I try.
This has been an incredible podcast, by the way. We've definitely not just rambled around in circles.
Yeah. You know, if we had a lot of money, this would be like a Patreon exclusive, and they'd be like, oh man, I'm getting exclusive content for a dollar.
And then they'd be like, that was a waste of a dollar.
And then Tim Geddes would be like, it's worth a dollar. And then we'd be like, why do I even watch Kind of Funny content anymore? Like, I've literally grown up. And I don't even need to watch this, and Kevin Smith is kind of an idiot, and there's just nerd culture itself is just kind of dying and horrible, and nothing is really interesting about anything other than just playing Spider-Man on PS4, and I just don't really enjoy any of it.
Okay, one, all of that is correct. Two, that's partially why, I created an entire new YouTube account just to get away from my recommendations on my old YouTube account.
Yes. Say,
I have a YouTube account that's now dedicated to, like, the few political YouTubers I like and the few film YouTubers I like, and that's it. That's all that YouTube account is. And if I ever feel the need to, like, I want to watch a YouTube video on, like, a video game or whatever, I'm like, well, back to the old account. Back to the garbage account that I never want to see any of these recommendations for. I'll just watch that there, and then I'll go back to my other YouTube account. The only problem is that other YouTube account is so specific that half the time it's like, oh, I just have to sit here for a week with no new videos because I'm still waiting for any of these people to up. Because, you know, the good film and political YouTubers don't generally upload every day. Yeah. Because, you know, they take time to make their content.
And they need
because
Patreon
they're reasonable people.
Yeah. That's also just like, that's so horrifying. That's everything about that is just scary. Like, especially, like, when, like, Watch Mojo was doing, like, we do daily top 10 lists every day. More than one.
I know.
And they're, like, researched, and they're, like... Like, I literally watched one that, like, was, like, from a few years ago, like, that introduced me to, like, three or four bands that I like now. And it was, like, top 10 underground artists of all time. And I was, like, what the fuck are you?
Yeah.
You did not listen to Fugazi. You didn't. Watch Mojo, you didn't.
Honestly, Watch Mojo is an occasional guilty pleasure for me. Like, if they just have some dumb list, I'm just like, alright, I'll watch this. I'm bored.
I'll watch this corporate garbage that, like, serves my capitalist society.
Depressingly, yes.
What was that? What's that, that buzz phrase that people used to use but now kind of think is toxic? It's like the culture that we have for employment now, where it's like everybody like,
the gig economy.
Yeah, gig economy. Everything is a gig economy now. So, even with your terrible YouTube videos,
that's because we're in late stage capitalism. We're in the hell. We're in a hellhole.
Yeah.
What's so depressing is like. The occasionally my film YouTube recommendations will get messed fucked up because I'll be like, ooh, one of the guys I like has a video on The Last Jedi and it's about how great it is. And I'll be like, I'll watch that. I want to see this guy I like's opinion. Or even if it's like one of them, I don't think a single one of them has disliked it. But even if it was, I'd be like, they'll have reasonable reasons to dislike it. And they'll like watch one of those videos and like on the recommendation, it'll be like, do you want to see a Nazi complain about the SJWs in Star Wars? And I'm like, no!
No, thank you.
And then I'm like, I never want to see this again. And then, like, I swear a month later I'll watch a different Last Jedi video. And that same goddamn video will pop up in the recommendation. I'm like, no! Stop! YouTube is so like this. Like, it's so ridiculous. Like, honestly, if I was a parent, I would not let my kids just have free reign to YouTube, because they're going to watch video, they'll watch video game videos or whatever, and then they'll find themselves in a rabbit hole of Nazi propaganda.
Pretty because much.
YouTube's recommendations are garbage.
I mean, that's how I got to, I used to watch secretly a lot of Alpha Omega Sin, which I don't know if you even know who that guy is.
I've seen him, like, in my recommendation feed back in the day, and I just never clicked on it because I was like, that doesn't look interesting.
He's like a liberal guy, but it's still like...
Oh, wait, actually, is he the dude with long hair who yells the entire video?
Yes.
And he has okay, like a million video games. Okay, that's right. He was recommended to me for the first time, and I watched it, and I was like, I can't listen to this. There's too much yelling, and I never watched another one.
Yeah. Again, as a child of the angry video game nerd, nostalgia critic, and countless just men who felt the need to spout their opinions on garbage, I like to think of, there's that, like, one gif of the irate gamer that's, like, actually, like, hilarious, where it's just, like, him shouting gamers as slowly as possible with explosions in the background.
My god.
I'm like, you know, you're, like, a hack and, like, a terrible person, but this one gif I could support. Gamers!
I mean, that sums up my opinion on gamers pretty well.
Yeah. Just apocalyptic.
Yeah, they're terrible. Yeah, like... Fucking... They're so bad. And, like, I just can't... I can't fucking deal with their garbage. And, like, I'm so tired of, like, watching a good video and then just seeing... And then also, for a... It took YouTube, like, 3 times to learn that I didn't want to watch videos from Red Letter Media. Because I was watching a bunch of film YouTube, and they came up, and I was like, no. And I said, I don't want to see videos from the channel. And I swear, like, a week later, they showed up again. Like, I don't want to see videos from the channel. A week later, they showed up again. I was like, I don't want to see this channel. And now I haven't got one since. I had to tell YouTube 3 times.
I mean, just like baseball.
I don't know how that's relevant. Oh, 3 strikes? Is that a 3 strikes joke? Okay.
Baseball!
Baseball! All your baseball are belong to us.
Wow, it really is a terrible time to be alive.
It is. I just referenced the shitty old dead meme.
Icahn has cheeseburger. The SpongeBob thing where it, like, it... I guess it's supposed to, like, look like you have, like... Remember that, that nervous bird? That was a meme. Nervous bird.
Condescending Wonka.
Wow. Remember those memes that were just, like, multi, like, colored, like, trapezoids that just, like, circled around a thing and then, like, in the center
of
it? Oh,
yeah, it would have, like, Doge in the center of it or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, and then they had Doge shirts at Hot Topic, and you're like, maybe it's time to, like, actually stop buying $12 band t-shirts at Hot Topic.
Okay, how dare you? I will never stop shopping at Hot Topic, you monster.
And you say you don't like Blink-182.
I didn't say that. I specifically said I liked all the small... I like Blink-182. I just know that they're not that good. Mm. It's like one of those things where I really like... Look, emo trash music will never... Emo trash early aughts, like alt music, will never not be my thing. Like, early aughts alt-rock or whatever is, like, my jam, and it will never stop being my jam, as the kids say, a bop.
Oh, wow. You really tried. You know, I'm gonna go real punk person on you, and there's a Hard Times article that was, like, punk unsure of which Green Day album he's allowed to like. And that was, like, the funniest fucking shit. There's just
that's honestly really good.
Oh, it was fucking great, because there was, like, apparently he was on a bus, and there was, like, 6 people just being like, no, it's Kerplunk and nothing else, and then 6 of the people were just like, well, actually, like, the only legitimate version of American Idiot is all the ska covers of American Idiot. Like, yeah, you're probably right about that. Ska season.
my God.
Everyone, instead of listening to ska or reggae, go listen to dub. That's like the third least appreciated, South American music form. That's actually pretty good.
Oh God, fucking ska.
Oh man, reggae.
Oh yeah, this was my favorite Hard Times article in recent memory, which was the opinion, it's time for the mayonnaise industry to turn the tables and start killing millennials. It probably has the best description of mayonnaise of all time in it, where's let me one second, I'm pulling it up because it's so funny. Oh yeah. We have remained true to the notion that eggs beaten into oil can make a sandwich tastier, and we will not go silently into the night.
Oh my. Is that even just what are eggs made out of? Mayonnaise.
What are they're eggs?
What is mayonnaise made out of? You know what I mean.
My God.
Condoms.
I will forever love that fucking straight edge joke one
Oh,
from
were
like
they
one of
like
those websites.
the guy who goes to the AA meeting being
AA
like
meeting is like I've been sober my entire life.
the mic,
It was like sober 10,000 days or something like that. And they were just like I get it, it's technically true, but he's being an asshole.
It's so unfortunate because, like, anybody who says straight edge now is just, like, the biggest douche. But people in
I
the
know.
80s were just kind of like, but, like, I just don't want to do drugs.
Yeah.
Just kind of
And now,
politely punk men's.
I blame CM Punk.
Is he straight edge?
That was his whole gimmick for a while in the WWE, was being straight edge, but he was like a super asshole about being straight edge.
And now he's got cauliflower ears.
And got his ass fucking beat in MMA, as everyone expected, because he was a 40-year-old man trying to transition into MMA,
I mean, hey,
having never done MMA.
he was legitimately angry, turns out. Wasn't a joke.
Ah, CM Punk. Remember when you were cool? Because nobody else does.
No.
Actually, I'm kidding. WWE chants still fucking chant his name because nobody can get over him. He's like, CM Punk is literally the internet wrestling crowd's ex that they refused to, that left them and they refused him. What? Cut
What?
out.
It did cut out?
You said
Well,
something.
no, I didn't actually. But to transcribe for our audience, it was essentially just that X that you won't get over because, it's still real to me, damn it.
Yeah. That. Exactly. Exactly that.
But everyone, hey, don't forget, wrestling isn't wrestling. Wrestling is fake. It's still real to me.
Any
Remember,
other memeable things we can say about wrestling? Insert here.
wrestling was in Saudi Arabia, and John Oliver
Oh,
commented
God.
on it.
Yeah.
So we're not original.
I was actually really disappointed in his latest episode.
It was okay.
He didn't bring up the trans stuff, like at all.
He brought it up a little bit.
No, he brought up later. He brought up some other trans rights thing, but he didn't bring up the specific things that had happened.
Yeah, well, that's also because like it wasn't the thing that happened very recently, which we did not really comment on, was kind of it was so not concrete and was just kind of like a vague, this could happen. So everybody was just kind of freaking out over like a
I mean,
this could happen, and we already knew that could happen. It's
I
just
know,
like
but this was a
slightly
more
more impending.
concrete, like, this is a more concrete, they have plans to do this thing.
And then everybody was like, please vote. And then there were people who were like, we literally can't. And they were like, shit.
And also people were like, please vote, and people were like, yeah, that wouldn't actually change this memo, which would just have to go through the Justice Department, and at most we can take back only the House.
Again, the house is still very important.
I mean, yeah, but like to stop this thing, we would have to have a lot more than that, was my point.
Yeah. But, like,
And also, we like because like if we get the House and even if we get the Senate, I'm going to be honest. Okay, I don't want to encourage people to not vote. Please do vote. But if we take back the House and the Senate, the Supreme Court is still fucked. And that means anything we can do, we might want to do, the Supreme Court can just screw us over and deny it. Like,
well, then we can, you know, wait for somebody else to die.
Yeah, that's the problem. It just sucks. I'm not feeling very optimistic lately.
It is kind of like we're in a sticky situation that like nothing is going to fix everything, but like every little bit will fix something. There, you know.
Well, that's why I'm saying, like, I'm not saying don't vote. I'm just saying I'm bummed and I'm really freaked out and worried is all.
I mean, think of it this way, like, it's still a federal crime to possess weed, but multiple states have made it legal to own weed.
Oh yeah, and Jeff Sessions keeps on is trying to get to the point where he can federally go after those people.
He's trying, but again, Jeff Sessions is a tiny cookie and can't do anything.
Okay, how dare you? He's a tiny cookie making elf. Okay. He bakes cookies in trees.
See, we all watch Stephen Colbert. But yes, like, again, if we as a House, as like the House representatives, band together and be like, hey, each of our states, since we are democratically run, we'll just kind of be like, hey, discrimination in our states.
Yeah, but also, and that's like great and all, but then the other people in the other states are still fucked. Like,
but isn't that the same thing that we did when, like, Indiana was like, we're going to make it legal to, you know, make fun of gays. And then, like, Google was like, oh, shit, actually, we're not actually going to go to Indiana anymore.
Yeah, but, like, that was great and all, but the thing was that ignored the fact that Indiana was just trying to make explicit a thing that's still legal in most states.
Yeah.
There's still, like, 30-something states. It was only recently that the federal government got slightly involved in that, but it still wasn't much, and now that's gone. Like, there's still, like, a shit ton of states where you're just, like, that's the thing. Like, these companies make these gestures, but that's all they are. They're fucking gestures to look good for a brief second, because things are still fucked all around, and they don't care.
They are still fucked, but, like, again, it's the little things, like, that can make all the difference. Like, places, like, companies that are nationwide can still have policy within their organizations that are like, you cannot discriminate against X, Y, or Z, regardless of government involvement, which is still not helpful, but it still sets a precedent that is like, hey, you know, maybe we should get rid of that law. Like, you know, like, there was literally a state that was like, oh shit, we actually, slavery is still legal here. We should probably fix that. And they kind of just did. Like, stuff just moves along. And we get past it. Not all the way, but we still get past it.
I'm just, like, I'm at the point that I'm just getting real, sorry, I'm just really cynical right now. And I'm tired of the whole, don't worry, things will get better in 80 years when you're dead.
We shall overcome.
Like, I get it. Like, I do hope things get better. And if it's slow, at least it gets better. But, like, I'm tired of not getting to live in that better.
It is fucked up.
I'm just, sorry. I'm going to stop. Let's switch topics. I don't want to keep harping on this. I'm sorry. I'm not in a good space lately.
You're totally
about
okay.
This stuff.
It's totally okay. What about, do you like Lord?
I haven't listened to much Lord.
You need to listen to Lord. Alright, new topic is me berating you for not listening to Lord. She is literally a gay icon, like, 12 times better than Taylor Swift, which, again, she
I mean,
is,
no shit.
She is, but again, I like Taylor Swift, so, whatever.
Is Lord actually gay, or is this like another one of those, straight person is a gay icon?
Straight person is a gay icon, but, like, also is, like, way... a lot more of, like, the Tumblr gays, like, stan her than Taylor Swift. So, it's kind of like a Judy Garland situation, where, like, in the 50s, every gay person was like, I love Judy Garland.
So it's a Carly Rae Jepsen situation as well, then.
Yeah. But nobody's going to give Lord a sword.
Okay, the fact that that was a thing is still my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Like, that beat was such a thing was amazing. Sometimes the internet is good, actually.
That is pretty great. But is, yeah, actually, what kind of bummed me a little bit about Carly Rae recently was one of the colleges in my states, where I was living, had like a Carly Rae concert, and a bunch of people showed up, and they left immediately after Call Me Maybe. Like, immediately.
Okay, that's depressing, because she's gone on to create such better music. And I like Call Me Maybe, but, like, Emotion and Emotion Side B, like,
Straight
those albums are fucking incredible.
Straights don't listen to that besides Anthony Fantano, and he's the only straight that listens to that.
Oh, God, I swear, straight people suck.
Except for Anthony Fantano.
Shoutouts to Anthony Fantano, whoever the fuck that is.
Again, the internet's busiest music nerd. He reviewed a bunch of music that people like, and then he, like, shit on a bunch of music that nobody liked.
So he's just a populist. Disgusting.
Kind of. Except for he's a populist of his own mind.
Oh my god.
Again, a person who has opinions is a populist of their own mind. If you didn't know that. But yeah, you know, you need to listen to Lord, specifically the Melodrama album. That shit bangs.
Alright, I'll put that on my list.
Wow, are you Captain America right now?
Don't judge me.
Put it on my list. You know what fucking blew my mind? And that, like, that's like the old, like, probably the only part of any Marvel movie of this, like, you know, 2008 to now, that I, like, consistently think about. Like, yeah, Homecoming was good. Yeah, all the ones that people, like, just freak out about are good. But, like, that whole part where it's, like, he has a list of things he needs to, like, experience, and, like, there's a whole bunch of just, like, very important things, but then it's, like, Nirvana, and it's, like,
yeah.
Wouldn't you want to, like, listen to, like, the 50 years of music that, like, would contextualize that before?
I feel like just one random person was just a big Nirvana fan that he knows and was just like, Nirvana, put that down.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it was Tony Stark.
Probably. No, he's a Black Sabbath fan, don't you fucking know?
Look, all I'm saying is young Tony Stark would have definitely been a fucking fan of Nirvana.
Yeah. But then there's also, like, even a... whatever, Captain Falcon's, like, recommends some, like, 70s soul song or some shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, are you really sure that he's gonna be like, oh yeah, that's good? He probably, the only thing he would like to listen to would be, like, some shitty swing song. Cole Porter just, like, singing into a tin can.
Honestly, there's a fan, like, wish theory thing that I really love, that, like, that Avengers 4 would end with them capturing the time. They've captured the Infinity Stones, and they use the time stone to send Captain... because we know Peggy married and grew old, but we don't know who she... we never saw the person, so Captain America goes back in time and has that dance and lives out his life with her.
That'd be good.
I would literally cry.
I'd be like, wow, does everybody remember season 2 of that Amazon show?
No. The answer is no.
No, because I'm pretty sure that show wasn't good enough for people to remember anything about that.
But, like, also, like, the whole thing with the Captain America thing, it's like, look, I really want Cap, Bucky, but that's the only way I'll accept, like, a straight thing. It'd be like, if it was the Peggy thing, I'd be okay with that. I would cry.
Oh, you'd rather, like, Bucky be like, haha, I have my hand up your ass.
Okay, that got weird.
I'm just saying, he has a metal hand.
Oh my god.
He could be a good doctor.
Oh my god.
Okay, well, clearly you're perverted, so.
Oh my god.
You know, there's a friend of mine who will remain nameless, because I feel embarrassed for them, because now I'm slightly one of those irony people on Twitter. But they're like obsessed with Bucky, and like, I don't know. That's a whole other thing. Never mind.
Okay. Okay. Total tangent, but it's on my brain, so, you know, that's what I do. Mm-hmm. The other day I was hanging out with a bunch of people and like some film nerds, and it was great. And we talked about the Bond movies. I was like, remember when Spectre's opening with the music had fucking tentacle porn?
Yeah.
And they were like, what? I'm like, no, seriously. And I like pulled it up. I mean, they pulled it up on their phone, and we were like watching it, and I was like, and they were like, no, this isn't quite, this is Flames. I'm like, no, wait for it. And then when it got to it, their faces. It's literally fucking tentacle porn, and it's fucking hilarious.
It's certainly something. Well, you know, I think an hour is
what
people call good. Wow. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? We were able to get a podcast under a horrible length of time.
I feel like this time it was mostly because we were just, like, grasping at things to talk about.
Yeah. I literally looked at my Lord album that was next to me, and I was like, I like that.
I was literally, like, scrolling through Facebook and the internet trying to find shit that would make me think of something to talk about.
I don't know how you can do that. I tried doing that for 10 seconds, like, during my interview of you while you were just, like, continuing the conversation, and then you, like, paused for a second, and I was like, just, like, trying to pretend I was paying attention, and then I was like, shit, I wasn't.
Oh my god.
So,
it's called ADHD.
There we go. Hey, we began the episode, and we ended the episode with that, so,
nice.
Theming. But so, yes.
As a certain pig would say, that's all, folks!
And, do you have anything to plug?
Yes. So, I have a Twitter account. You can find me at film_Haven. It's H-E-V-E-N. And you can find my blog, which has an article about Speed Racer and hopefully more in the future, as well as links to my two short films I've made so far. And that's Film Haven. So, Haven, again, spelled H-E-V-E-N. And it's filmhaven.wordpress.com.
All right, and if you want to see other things that I do, I have a Twitter at CammyJCam if you want to see me probably retweet things that I agree with or get blocked by my favorite YouTube creators eventually for being a little snarky. I write for Los Hero, and I'm on some podcasts. I actually did a podcast recently where I talked about the failed Aquaman pilot for the show Smallville, which was loads of fun. And I'm going to be on one coming up all about Friday the 13th Part 8, which is very rad because it's the movie that I recommended and I tortured my boss with it. So, yeah. You can find all of those things at loshero.wordpress.com, and you can just fucking Google things. You're smart enough to understand how Google works, and again, I was a fan of things, and if you're a fan enough of things, you'll figure it out. I've literally been the type of person who, like, literally during the podcast, are like, somebody on Twitter said, and I'm like, oh, I found that tweet. It got this many likes, so you can figure it out. Alright?
Yeah.
Hope you have a wonderful day, and you appreciate some things unironically. We are trying to live in the new sincerity. Post-post-irony. Post-post-modernism. Living in new artistic movements. Because it is not the 20th century anymore.
It's the 21st century. Fuck yeah!
It's not fast enough, though. Bye-bye.